loop with his brace and attempted to toss it over the cat's head. It fell short by several feet.
You need to watch your pronouns when you make statements like that.
Do you have family here, like my grandmama?
No, I'm just passing through.
He grunted as he slid on his belly along the branch, refusing to think about what the movement was costing his clothing. The girl's brow wrinkled.
Are you here because of the war?
War? What war?
He slid along another foot. He was almost within reach of the monster.
Papa says the English attacked our ships 2 days ago. Papa says there are no more ships in the harbour and that the English killed hundreds of sailors. Did you kill any sailors?
Not to my knowledge. I'm on my way to Copenhagen from St. Petersburg, and I hope to heaven your father is wrong about the ships.
He paused for a moment and thought about what the girl had said, eventually shaking his head. No, he hadn't heard any word of a war intended against the Danish. True, he'd been incommunicado these last 3 weeks while he travelled from the depths of Russia out to the Danish coast, but surely he would have heard at least a whisper of such a thing had the Admiralty intended on attacking. Then again, given how unhappy the Prime Minister and his advisers were with the Scandinavians on the whole, what with their lenient trade attitudes toward that blighter Napoleon, a war wasn't entirely out of the question. But realistically? He shook his head again. The Navy would have to be crazy to launch an attack against the Danes. Their Navy and Army combined were a minute force compared to that of Britain and her allies.
Now then, let's see if we can't end this debacle.
A quick flick of his wrist later and the cat was snared. Gently he held the bucking kitten steady while attempting to wrap a handkerchief around his now bleeding hand.
You caught him, the child squealed in delight, clapping her hands.
Leo quickly rearranged his hold to avoid all of the kitten's sharp stabby bits.
Here. You, Anna, or whatever your name is.
Amadel.
No, really? Your mother must be quite inventive. Here's your blasted kitten.
He clung to the tree with one arm, while leaning down as far as possible, the kitten still hissing and spitting at him. The girl was a brave little thing, for without the slightest hesitation she reached up and accepted the monstrous kitten, removing the loop from around his neck in order to snuggle him. Dewy tracks down her cheeks bore testament to her distress previous to his arrival, but all was forgotten as she beamed up at Leo.
"I'd suggest you keep the vicious brute out of trees in the future," he told her sternly, trying to harden his heart against the look of hero-worship that she was bending upon him. "Don't get involved with the locals." That had always been his motto, and it had stood him in good stead for the many campaigns he had undertaken across the breadth of Europe. He wasn't about to let a fresh-faced young chit make him break his vow of disinterest, no matter how heroic she made him feel.
You can't count on having a handy rescuer to be lost on the way to Copenhagen, and thus available for service to you, both of which I was.
Thank you, she cried, her happiness complete.
Clutching the hell-spawn cat in one hand, she slid down from the not insubstantial height of Galahad's broad back with an air that bespoke much practice in the art of horse sliding. She continued to beam up at Leo for about 3 seconds, after which time shrieking and arm-waving commenced, propitiated by the cat's leap from her arms directly onto Galahad's neck. His horse was many things, brave, stalwart, and at times downright stubborn, but when faced with 4 sets of claws digging into his neck, he protested the offence in the only way he knew. He bolted.
"Francis, no!"
the child screamed and dashed after the cat, which had leaped off the horse and turned into a feline streak of grey and white, headed straight for a barn, the roof of which was visible over a copse of leafy trees.
"Galahad!" Leo thundered, but it did no good.
The horse leaped over the stone fence.